name, like representative, representative.
I'm glad I'm not the only one who does that. I've sat in my car outside work, you know, trying to get my meds or whatever on the phone, and
representative, human being, human person. Fucking being, human fucking being.
Because we're representative.
And the AI is getting better so that it won't patch you
through.
It won't
do that.
Like, it probably just detects that you're yelling and, like, keeps rerouting you back to the menu.
Customer representative, so I can tell them how much they're good they're at their, and the good this is.
How much in the good this is. And this is the Kings of Punk podcast.
Hello.
Hello.
We're back after a little kind of mini break, I guess. I'm one of your hosts, Jake Razor. We have to my right,
Tyler Hammer. To my right,
Gary Baum.
And we got the directions right that time.
Yep.
We've struggled with that in the past, but
we're back. Me and Gary were on the road for about a week,
basically,
with our band Hallucination Realized. We had a lot of fun with our friends Fed Ash, and it was one of those things where it's like, I kind of needed that. I needed to be on the road. I needed to not work for fucking a week.
Yeah.
I needed to be playing in front of a bunch of people, playing in places that I've never been before or haven't been in a long time.
Years.
It was
Where'd you go that was brand new?
So the first show was Hamilton, Ontario. We had played there 4 years ago.
It's been a while.
Yeah. But we only played there once before. I would say probably the worst show of the tour. Which, hey, it happens, you know, normally, I will say haven't played a show like that in a long time. It feels like. Then the second show was in Muskegon, Michigan. Never played in, like Western Michigan ever.
No, I mean, we played in Detroit,
twice.
Yeah. I think the last time was 2017. I want to say
somewhere around 2017, twice in 2017, I believe, but that was it.
Yeah.
And then after that, we played in
Chicago. Haven't been there since 2021.
Yep. So we played at Subterranean, which shout out to our homie Tony. Great job doing the show. It was well attended. Sold decent amount of merch. Made decent money.
What was it called? Muskogan?
No, this is Chicago.
Okay.
But Subterranean is a nightmare to load into. And I would not want to do that again unless I'm a bigger band. And it makes sense financially in a way. But still, great time.
The parking situation
in Chicago is probably terrible.
It's not great.
I mean, because I don't really know too many other. I mean, there's the Albion House. I have no idea what's going on with that place.
I don't know.
And then, I mean, there's like some other places like there's like Reggie's, but that's like a bigger. That's like a 700 cap room. Far from filling that.
Yeah.
But
Muskegon is in Michigan.
It's in Michigan, like about half an hour away from Grand Rapids. That was cool. We played at a place called the Credit Union, DIY, like a house space. Very cool. Decent amount of people, you know. Nothing crazy, but it's had a blast.
I think we ran into a bit of a theme with this tour where Halloween weekend seems like there's always like a lot of other shows going on.
Yeah, I would recommend to anyone in a band that maybe plays out of town or tours, and if you're not a bigger band, don't tour on the Halloween weekend.
Yeah, last week of October. Yeah.
Do not. That is, I wouldn't recommend it unless you're a spooky band.
Okay.
Yes.
We're not spooky bands.
Why are a lot of spooky bands getting booked? Or
it's like that's not. We're not like a Halloween band,
right?
But like, so like Devil Master is doing a tour. I believe they kicked it off on October on Halloween.
Yeah,
that makes sense. Like if they started earlier, that would make sense. Devil Master, a spooky band. They're touring with fucking Final Gasp, spooky kind of band too, as well as Fuming Mouth. Not very spooky, but. No, they fit in to a degree.
Mm-hmm.
Our friends Wet Specimens played with them.
That's
a spooky band. So they played in St. Vitus, and then they all played in Troy. Those shows looked very good. So that's awesome to hear. But Chicago was good. Muskegon was cool. Hamilton was kind of bunk, but whatever.
What was Muskegon like as a place? You get any impression of it?
Well, I mean, driving through most of Michigan, it really, to me, it was just like, damn, this place is like mad rural.
Yeah, I'm always struck by that too.
I swear we didn't, like, the whole time we were driving through Michigan, I don't think we drove through like an actual city until we got to like Grand Rapids.
Yeah.
Grand Rapids is sick.
To a like really cool record store.
I've never been there, actually, I don't think.
Yeah, I picked up a bunch of fucking sick 7-inches and then one very sick LP.
Got a cool Gizm shirt.
Yeah, you got a cool Gizm shirt and some patches. Sweet. Yeah, it was that place Vertigo Records or Vertigo Music would recommend.
Yeah, check it out.
And yeah, Chicago's really fucking fun because we stayed at our buddy Mike's from that band Saren's house, his place, and they were gonna go out. You guys were all gonna be like, "There's a barcade, we're gonna go," and I was like, "I'm really tired, kind of want to stay in." And then it was like, you know what? I'm gonna go.
And actually, fuck it.
Fuck it. I'm gonna go. So, and I'm glad Cooper
went
too.
That was fun.
And we were there till like 3 a.m.
I mean, really? We were up till, I swear. We went to like a taco.
Yeah, well, we were there till like 2:30 or something like that. 2:45, and we're like, damn, how late do bars stay open here? And they're like 4, and it's like, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
It's Buffalo style. I always say like that, I don't know about that place, but my impression of Detroit is, all right, this is kind of...
No, this isn't Detroit, this is Chicago.
Oh, Chicago. Oh, never mind. See, I don't even know nothing about that. Yeah.
But it was sick. We did Shots of Malort for the first time.
Yeah, it was pretty
Shots
gross.
Of what?
Malort?
What's Malort? What's Malort?
Malort.
What the fuck is Malort?
It's like a grapefruit rind, but it's like a liquor.
That sounds like I'd like it.
Oh, no, it's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
It like tastes like somebody put
gross.
A cigarette
I don't think
out
it's that
mouth.
Bad.
It sounds like something you could make a good mixed drink with. Like, it could balance out. Think about
maybe.
If you had like a drink that was good, but it was too sweet. Like, if like some other fruit flavors in a mixed drink
like a Swedish
with vodka,
thing.
That would kind of balance it out a little bit, potentially.
It's Swedish, I believe.
Okay, that's...
Jepson's Malort is a brand of Basque liquor extremely low in Thojun.
Basque?
Thujon. Thujon. Introduced in the 30s and long produced by Chicago's Carl Jepson Company. Jepson's Malort is named after Carl Jepson, a Swedish immigrant who first distilled and popularized liquor in Chicago. Malort is a Swedish word for wormwood, which is the key ingredient in a Basque, a bitter flavored
and that's
type
what's,
of
that's
Swedish
what's in absinthe
prompting.
Too. The Thujon, that's the shit that they said would make you hallucinate. That's why.
Yeah,
I like absinthe.
It wasn't that. It's like weird. It's like it's. I didn't think it was like make you. It's not make you gag disgusting, but it is like, whoa, like oh my gosh, which I kind of like. I kind of like anything because it makes you have to drink another drink.
Yeah, that's why I would mix it with something. Probably it's interesting. I never heard of that.
But
I like trying new drinks and foods.
Chicago,
so perhaps.
Chicago, great. Then we played Fort Wayne. Shout out to our. Fellow podcast demo listen because we both got to see Nate and Gray. Went to the show. That was awesome. We stayed at with Gray. That was cool hanging out with him. Didn't get to hang out with Chris because Chris had to work, which that's crazy he did. Shout out to Chris. Shout out to Gray. Show was really good at Fort Wayne. That was like my favorite show, I think, because all the bands were sick. Necessary Death was like insane.
Who's that? What's their deal?
Like death grind stuff.
Oh,
just
cool.
Insane grindcore, like super fast. Guitar, lead guitarist doing crazy dive bombs. Like both of them, that one guitarist and Nick, who I'm friends with, so sick. Then we played Chicago, or no?
No. We Cleveland. We played there.
Cleveland.
Then Cleveland, yes.
That was surprisingly good. Hopefully we'll be back to Cleveland again. I mean, we're going to be back there in February.
Yes, yes.
With our band Leaking Head.
I got a good feeling about that show. Rust Belt Ripper Fest. Keep your eyes peeled, everybody. Our buddy Matt is making it into a huge to-do. I guess Drop Dead's going to play.
Why Die.
Why Die is playing the day we're on it. And I'm sure a shitload of other bands. It's going to be a whole weekend thing. And I hope that's, I think it'll be good for us. And I hope it is good for Cleveland, because they've shown us a lot of love there. And that scene seems really cool, but it seems like it's less in the spotlight maybe than it used to be. It doesn't get as much recognition.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to gauge.
Yeah, I don't know what people like.
I can't tell.
I'm just comparing it to Pittsburgh, the other place that we've played a bunch, and like people know that place real good. But Cleveland is awesome.
I think
some good new bands.
With Cleveland, it's more open to different kinds of scenes.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's true.
Like, I think our stuff, HR and Leaking Head, can do pretty well in Cleveland versus like Pittsburgh. I feel it's more. That's like a good Leaking Head town, but not a good HR town, even though we've played there before. It was like pretty fine.
I thought that show was pretty good, actually, the HR show in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. I'm just wondering if, like, I don't know. It's tough because with grindcore, we'll say there is like some sort of weird purity about people who book those shows wanting to make it all about grindcore. And it's like, you know, we like different kinds of music, right?
That's not a good move. I mean, Rochester wasn't like that back in the day. Like, I remember grind bands were just part of the punk scene, and I don't know, people liked it. It was cool. Yeah. It worked.
So I think that needs to be...
Well, that's a problem we have now, where everybody's got to be like hyper-specific. Like, no, it has to be like this every time now with
this
thing.
It's weird, though, because...
It is weird, right? It feels
like... It's not
like
that,
very inorganic.
But it's not like that. Like, because, like, there are younger... You know what it is? Younger kids aren't like that. Anyone under the age of, like, 22 isn't like that. But anyone over the age of, like, 24 to 32 is, like, still feels like in that, like, kind of need to be hyper-specific about things. Like, just younger kids seem to be way more...
Right, they don't
down
care
for whatever.
Yeah. It's weird because I feel like it. If anything, it kind of used to be the, like, you would expect young people to be more like that. Like when we were growing up, it was definitely kind of like that, at least from what I observed, especially with other cities. Because young people, you're still kind of forming your identity, and people feel the need to protect that to some extent. Like, I like D-beat raw punk because I'm a D-beat raw punker, and it is cool that younger kids don't think that way, because that's not.
I feel like the
great way to think.
The younger crowd in the Rochester too seems to be like that. Like, I feel like they, I don't know, you know, like, right, like they'll pay attention to like whatever kind of band it is that's playing.
Yeah, no, they will. I was struck by that when my other band Eclectic Blend played at this venue, Chaos Compound, which is where like a lot of like younger punk adjacent kids in Rochester would go, and we're like a rock and roll band or whatever. I was like, they're fucking gonna hate this, and then they didn't. They liked it, actually.
Or another one. I remember when Pig Banshee played.
They loved it.
Yeah, it was weird. Yeah, I was like, wow, I can't believe that they're like actually paying attention to
this. I mean, yeah, they know, you know, they haven't overthought everything in the way that maybe older people have, or even we did when we were that age.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing.
And then we played Rochester and on Halloween Day with Clibus, and that was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. I had to leave because I had work the next day. How was Clibus? I'm bummed I missed their set.
They're really good. I mean, they're always good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an intense band. That's definitely not a grindcore band, but it kind of makes sense for them to play with grind bands. It's like overwhelming and stressful.
Yeah, and like a little,
in the
little
same way.
Different way.
Yeah, yeah.
I would say overall, I didn't watch them too much because it's one of those things where it's like, man, I am tired. I'm beat.
You're on tour. 6 days.
Yeah. It's not even that long. It was one of the things where like, fuck, I wish we did longer. But it'd be like that sometimes. So yeah. Hopefully we hit the road again sooner than later. Because it had been about over a year since we hit the road. Like that long.
Yeah, fuck, dude. I know what you mean. Like, I really need, like, I mean, I need some time off work, but I know it's not happening immediately, but I would love to do like a week long tour. That sounds like right up my alley. One of these days.
I think we'll get to it.
It's great to get away. Yeah, we're gonna do a week in Ohio, just different cities in the great state of Ohio.
Probably could.
I would.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be
like
so cool.
Seven big cities in Ohio.
There's Canton. I want to hit Canton twice. We're gonna do a residency.
You got
in
Youngstown,
Canton, Ohio.
Yeah,
Columbus,
got,
Cincinnati,
Ashtabula,
Dayton.
Yep. Mentor.
Mentor, Ohio.
Oh, you can't forget Mentor.
Tolebo.
Mentor and Ashtabula are like right next to each other. That's like perfect.
Yeah. I mean, we drove through Mentor leaving, I think.
Yeah.
Ohio.
It's northeast. Northeast Ohio, but.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm glad it went well and you got to play some new places too. Michigan, I really want to. I want to play there. I also just want to go there more. I had a good time at that fest and at Sisters of Mercy there. I like the vibes in Detroit.
Yeah, I liked Grand Rapids in particular seemed pretty, like, I mean, I thought it was cool.
Michigan, the people all seemed really friendly to me. Like it and the city itself is like, I always said it's like Detroit, okay, this is like big Buffalo. Cleveland is more like big Rochester. Rochester's little Cleveland, or however you want to think about it. I don't know which one Syracuse is. I gotta travel around more to see
Syracuse. Maybe, it's like
maybe that's Cleveland.
That's
place
like
really
Utica's stepdad.
It's Utica's. Yeah, yeah.
But we should. Yeah, I would like to play Grand Rapids next time. It just seems that we need this next time. We will have a little bit more time to figure everything out. So hopefully it won't be kind of a, I don't want to say a shit show. It wasn't a shit show. But it was a bit, and Jim would know, and you would know too, Jake, I was a bit stressed for a while.
Yeah, for about, like the last, like, 2-3 months?
A little bit. I honestly, not that bad. I've seen much worse, including from you. You were holding it together good.
Yeah. But we certainly missed quite a bit musically in the past couple weeks.
Certain events. I mean, I did too. I was here, but I also missed that because I had a shitty week. But I mean, there are some events that I certainly took note of.
Yeah, I have something I would like. I mean, people have probably talked about this ad nauseum, but a couple things. One, to go back to a recent thing we were talking about a couple episodes ago, concert etiquette, people acting fools everywhere.
I don't think we really saw too much of like any problems like that.
No, we were fine.
Yeah.
There's a video on Twitter.
Oh.
Good old Twitter of a certain band playing, and there were people playing Magic the Gathering.
Oh, okay.
In the pit.
Okay. Oh, I thought you were going to be talking about Death Grips for a second.
No, that's old news. Now
you can say it's Frozen Soul.
Yeah. A band I fucking despise. I think
that's the one you showed it to me. I think I said it was boring. It's like
very boring.
Yeah,
very boring. Like really safe death metal. It's for like people who
who probably like are maybe just getting into.
You
know,
that's
kind of the vibe I get.
They're babies. You know, they don't know anything. They want to be nice. You got to be nice to everyone.
We had to play with the guy from Trivium. We just had to.
We just have to have the guy from Trivium write all our music. We just have to.
They play with the Trivium guy?
He was like all over their new album, I think.
He's like all, yeah.
It's really funny.
It's possible that he may have, quote, he may have possibly,
and
unsubstantiated, ghostwritten some of their stuff prior to the most recent album. Which, if that's the case, I mean, that's to say, I mean, somebody could say, you know, he knows what he's doing, and he was in the band Capharnaum for a while, to which I would say,
yeah,
okay, cool, but like, I don't give a shit. I do like that one album that band did.
Yeah.
Also, you've never even heard of them until I just said their name.
I never heard of them.
Yeah, and they're not, and the only reason I know about them is because
Trivium guy.
No, because they, two of the guys, or one of the guys was in that, comedy metal band with the Mammal Saw song.
Oh, Crotch Duster.
Yeah.
Wow.
So now you probably didn't know that.
That's even more shocking.
It is.
I don't want to know anything about that.
Oh, no, that's
awful.
It's fun.
It's pretty funny.
It is funny. Okay.
It's actually pretty fun. It's vulgar.
Very vulgar.
You know,
the guy
stupid.
From Trivium.
Very stupid.
No, it's two
guy
other
from Trivium
guys.
Didn't do it.
Okay. From that Capharnaum.
One or two guys from Capharnaum did, I believe.
It's very vulgar. But I mean, what with, you know, it's like Mr. Bungle style,
okay,
you know, a bunch
okay.
of mashup genres in like one song, but I feel like it's like a weird thing where they like know like what they're trying to parody, like they know it like perfectly.
Okay,
and
so
it's
it
like
kind of work, yeah.
You know, because there's like a song where like they do like a Slayer part and it like sounds pretty close to like, you know,
yeah.
Definitely sounds like something Slayer would have done.
It's not.
There's like an obituary part in one of the songs.
Yeah, okay, I remember that.
There's like rap parts, which I mean, I know that already. That might sound bad, but
I mean, it's kind of bad. It sounds dated.
It's maybe kind of cringe.
It's crude.
I don't mind if it's cringe, but it's maybe,
not Psycho Stick. If
no,
that's what
it's,
you
it's better than that.
Okay, that's a good way to put it. As long as it's away from Psycho Stick on the spectrum,
because they do, you know, like death metal, power metal parts. Yeah, yeah, you know, yeah. It's like all over the board.
But it's funny because not too long ago, earlier this week, I did just put on my TV, like Psycho Stick popped up on YouTube and I played the song. And I was just like, I watched the whole thing.
Bro, you guys.
And I was just like, why did I just do
that? You guys knew about that already. I found out about that because I was looking at the Blue Ridge lineup. That's
crazy. You never heard of them before.
That shit rocked my shit. I can't believe how much I hate it. I can't.
Have you heard the Beard song?
I don't know.
Be the Beard. Be the Beard.
Ugh, it's like all so it's like all of my worst favorite things about
your
like
worst
a certain
things.
Type of guy. My favorite worst things, my least favorite.
Wait, now this kind of guy,
my worst favorite things.
This type of guy you're talking about, would this be somebody you happen to work with by chance?
No, it's not.
The kind of guy, you know what I'm saying? Like
it's
is
a,
he a coworker?
It's a guy who's like adjacent to that. Yeah. Like,
okay.
But yeah.
Is that a kind of guy? A comedy metal guy?
Kind of, yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know if I like really know that.
When I worked in a restaurant, there was a guy who would play the Death Clock album. Like, he didn't like metal, but he would work. Like, that's kind of what I mean.
But then would he, like, run around acting like Jack Black?
No.
I guess that's, like, a comedy
like,
band.
Freaking man.
Wow, you're
so
psycho,
Jake.
Buddy.
Ugh. Behind you, Jake. Whoa. Ugh. Whoa. Ugh.
Yeah, it's pretty awful.
As he's playing like a broom.
Yeah, like that's the kind of guy, right?
That's the kind of guy.
How many Jack Black adjacent people do we know?
Yeah, Jack Black guys.
I guess. Black comedy metal.
I just think of that. I've been listening to that podcast, Guys, with that dude. Brian.
I want to. Yeah, I got to listen to that.
With what's the guy?
Brian.
Brian Guy, okay.
Yeah.
But it's very funny. It is now, and ever since then, I'm thinking about more different types of kind of guys. So yeah. I guess I hope they do a Jack Black guy. I mean, I wonder, is that a guy that still exists anymore?
That
they
might be one that's...
They definitely still exist, but they're
in captivity.
They're not in the spotlight anymore.
They're endangered.
They're endangered, yeah. Think, like, they're dangerously close to, like, extinction.
I think just the people who were like that, like, when fucking... Tenacious D was big are just still like that.
They love like Dragon Force.
I mean, but they're probably like alt-right now or something.
Some
in addition.
Them. I would say probably a third of them became neo-Nazis. And then the rest of them are like democratic socialists, like very woke.
I'm just thinking
DSA
like,
members.
Yeah, the rest of them are DSA members.
Like, just stick with your own race, man. Like,
that's all I'm saying.
All right, So going back to
now that I think about it, Tim's right because that was a big alt-right thing. One of their forms of art they created was really the main was they would make like Weird Al style parody songs where they're like talking about the Jews, but it's like a fucking cover of like some 80s rock song or something. That was their
that
big
sucked.
Funny thing they would do. So you're totally right. Yeah, there's definitely some crossover there.
So
and the rest of them are just like. Capitalism is like totally not chill, bro. Like it must have just gone one way or another for all those people. I think I'm
gonna keep my eye out for fucking Jack Black guys
Jack
for
Black
a bit.
Guy.
I mean,
I
guess then the guys you're talking about, they would just be like Jack White guys now. Except that's a whole different kind of guy.
Jack White guys and Jack Black guys.
Jack White supremacist guys. Yeah, Jack White guys are they are. Still around, presumably too, but
they're all prominent. Addicted to fentanyl now. I must say, if I had a hunch,
I mean, I could tell you which one I prefer, and it's the latter by a long shot.
So,
playing
going
Magic,
back to
back to
Frozen
that.
Soul,
not,
playing
but
playing Magic at the Gathering in the pit,
in the I middle mean, of the pit,
the middle of the pit. I mean, first of all, if you see this video,
now wait a minute, was there a table set up? And
no, it was on the ground.
Oh, so they're all
there's
sitting
like two people playing.
Cross-legged.
There's like. Two people, like, kind of standing guard, I guess. And then there's people doing...
they had security. Like,
not,
like
No. Not at all. There's people doing, like, doing a circle pit around them.
Right.
The circle pit, first of all, circle pit looks incredibly lame. Looks very weak.
Weak circle. It's a weak circle pit, folks. If this was Rochester in the heyday, it would look pathetic.
But it would. It because it is. Because there's that thing that people do sometimes when they're not really in super in the moshing where they like kind of like skip or something like that.
Like go for a jog.
Girls
like
love to
jogging.
Do that.
Yeah.
And it looks, it's pathetic. It's kind of pathetic.
Have you guys played Magic before?
Never played Magic.
Not interested. I have many times,
It's a card game?
Yeah, yes. I played it in high school, middle school a little bit. I played it like a couple times after that. Regardless of anything else, and like I don't really have any feelings one way or another about it now. What I can tell you and what I think frustrated me about the Frozen Soul video is it makes it even more obvious that they're just doing something to be epic and get on TikTok, because like actually playing it's like kind of a hard game. Like it's kind of like playing chess or something if you want to be good at it. So they obviously like weren't playing a serious game of Magic the Gathering. Like there's no reason for them to get those cards out other than to be funny for other people. And that's like
epic.
That's like kind of annoying. Like, although, you know, what would be even funnier and like annoying would be like guys actually like playing chess in the pit. That's like, I don't know, if Andrew Tate had a hardcore band or something, you would do that.
That's honestly, that is way less lame than
you know what? You know, here's
almost
a good idea.
It's almost more lame though, because it's more pretentious.
Yeah.
Here's a good idea. Here's how we do that. Someone playing chess, two people playing chess. When it's not their turn, they're moshing. And then they hit the clock. So if the clock is not ticking on your side, you got to be moshing.
That's really would be hitting all.
That would be fun. I've made it fun for you. I've made it interesting because my thing and I.
So stupid.
I in a Discord with were like, oh, like fuck that. That's like main character syndrome behavior. And someone was like, well, isn't all moshing? And it's like,
No,
not at all.
No, and
I don't think so.
I'm not opposed to like indulging like your impulse to be ostentatious, I guess. Like I've said that before, like part of the punk scene was that the audience is part of the show. I'm in favor of that. That isn't a show I really want to see. If I wanted to watch people play Magic, like you can do that. It's pretty funny. They have announcers and everything.
I'd go to Boldo's Armory on Monroe Avenue.
We have to go there. You guys have to go there just to see what it's like. That is a Rochester institution.
I work with a dude who he does like the Magic games like every Thursday night or whatever.
If I was going to do any of that shit, I would do it there because that is like a fucking like dank like pit of a place.
Like a dungeon almost.
Yeah, it's different. It's not like a normal gaming store.
It's not like Millennium, right?
No, Millennium that's a pretty like normal place, I guess you could say.
Yeah, that seems like a lot of normies hang out there.
I mean, probably more so now, because that shit is more mainstream. Like, mad normies play like, you know, like board games, but like adult board games, not like adult in the like porno sense, but like, oh, this is a board game, but it's, you know, like
this is about the spirit of 1776, brother.
Yeah, tabletop games or whatever.
Yes.
That used
advanced
to be
tabletop games.
That used to exclusively be like people who also played like D&D would do that.
Trouble or
But like
Candyland.
We need to gatekeep Candyland. All these fucking casuals are ruining my Candyland
league. My fucking Candyland experience.
But like moshing is reactive to the performance and the music being played.
Yeah.
You don't mosh to fucking
AC/DC.
Well, I would say this. Moshing is dancing for the most part.
Yeah, it's a form of dancing.
It's
dancing.
A form of dancing. You could say, oh, what about crowd killing? It's like, all right, well, maybe not. But also, this is something that a contentious thing that I have a problem with is that how much crowd killing has like seeped into other parts of like hardcore and you know, adjacent music styles. Because it wasn't like that like 10 years ago.
No, I remember I had been going to shows for years the first time I saw crowd killing. I was like probably 20 I think I've told this story when Death Camp played with some hardcore band that sampled the Mike Tyson thing with a shotgun blast. And like that was, I had started going to shows probably, 6 years before that? Like I'd been around a little bit, had never seen that before. These motherfuckers were running to like the back of the club to punch girls in the face. And I was like, what is happening? Is this what this is like? And someone told me, they're like, yeah, no, this is, yes, yes.
That used to be very, I wouldn't say very separate, but it used to be separate from like pretty, the normal hard. Like pretty, you would never see separate. That. You wouldn't see that at like a Kulo show.
It's like a yellow card show.
Not in a, if you do that at a Kulo show, like something bad would happen to you, probably.
So now you go to a yellow card show, you're like, all right, time to have a good fun.
And then like, wait a minute, why is everybody doing karate right now?
I hear that violin, like revving up. Yeah, and then like immediately, fucking knee to the fucking dome.
Guy hits a goddamn like a 360 degree spin kick off the stage.
Do you remember how much everybody else hated the like karate dancing? I do. Do you remember the YouTube comment sections and shit?
I'm pretty sure we had
no ninjas in the pit.
People hated it.
I'm pretty sure we had a teacher that at our school who he was like a metal guy. I'm not saying his name.
I said his name already.
Oh fuck! It doesn't matter. But yeah, I'm pretty sure I remember hearing about how I think Suffocation played here, or Malevolent Creation, maybe one of them. I think people were doing the hardcore karate kicks and got kicked out for fighting somebody or beating somebody.
Which
up.
I would say this. Karate stuff, like I'm thinking of this move in particular.
The grabbing at the air thing.
The grabbing the air. I think that's relatively harmless.
It's harmless, but it is one of the silliest looking.
It's very silly looking.
It looks stupid.
I mean, there's...
Now here's the thing.
I don't care about
people
looking
stupid.
There's
no harm in it.
No harm in it.
But they're not...
This is
not,
where... Now, I think that it looks kind of silly. When you follow it up after a couple... You do a couple of those, follow up with a combo of spin kick. All right. Now we'll work with something a little bit. You're kind of moving around.
Or like maybe throw a cartwheel in there.
Exactly. Like if you're do that for, it's like taking your phone and taking a video. Do it for a couple times and then move on. Like,
be
part of your arsenal.
Right. It's just not, I feel like that style of dancing, like the shit you're talking about, it was invented for like styles of hardcore or parts in hardcore songs that you can't actually dance to because they don't.
Yeah.
Because like, think about like how the original like New York mosh style started. It started because all those bands had like LL Cool J beats. Like it's fucking super danceable sounding. Yep. So you do the like quasi skanking thing that I like to do or picking up change, whatever. Like, and that's actually like dancing. But once you slow that down to like, jun, like that's, you can't really dance to jun.
I mean, you can. That's like you can swing your fist to that.
Yeah, but not.
You know, like that thing where like people like.
Yeah, that's not really
side to side. Yeah, or what is that?
Starting the lawnmower, but like you don't really do that in like a rhythmic way.
I feel like I haven't seen anybody do the lawnmower thing, and maybe ever, to be honest. Yeah. No.
Some of those are very rare, like moves.
That's like probably like an old head. Move
but
to be doing
generally that. Generally speaking, moshing is a form of dancing. Like again with the mosh, the skank,
yeah,
you know,
and
circle pit. You know,
as unfortunate as it is to say, I think doing Magic the Gathering is not included in that arsenal.
It's
not.
And that's why I think it is like it's like people go, well, you know, isn't wouldn't it all be like kind of like you're kind of get to like, you know, have someone pay attention to you? It's like. Maybe now with cameras, but people were moshing before there were cameras at shows. So, but people, you know what people weren't doing, you know, 15 years ago? Playing Magic the Gathering in the pit.
Not
why
like
not?
A punk show. Like, it to me, it comes across like music festival vibes, like spilling over to small shows. Because, like, if you're at like Coachella or something, it's a huge show, like, and you're not in the front row, like, yeah, you're not going to totally pay attention to the band because you can barely see them. But, like, if you're in some fucking club, that doesn't make a whole lot of
500
sense.
Cap
like,
room.
And it's not like they were doing... No, I mean, this should go without saying, but I guess I'm going to say it. Like, if they actually just wanted to play Magic, they could sit at a table and do it. Like, it's obviously, like a fucking
right, for
stupid...
views and reactions.
Yeah, but the people... But they're not even the ones, like, posting it themselves on social media. Like, I think they just thought it was very funny, which is indicative of just... your sense of humor is significantly different than mine.
Yeah, it's like, you know, not funny.
It would be funny to do that at a show where, like, the band and the crowd would be hostile to it.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Like, if, like, playing Magic together.
Do it at the coldest life for you.
Yeah, doing that at, like, an irate show. Like, if.
Or do that in an ICP show.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, see how that goes.
If you did that, like, I would want to start a band with you, because that is something that, like, when I was still playing Magic with the singer in my band when I was 15 or 16, that's something we would have done or thought was very funny and encouraged. So that's good shit, but that's not, they're doing it at a show where they know people are going to think it's cool.
You got to do that for a band that would definitely be like, yo, you serious, bro?
Or do it to troll the band, because, like, you talked about that one not too long ago, that one band where people play Uno or something.
Yeah.
And it's like, do it to troll. Like, we're here to see, you know what? Great band to do it to, Trapped, with their tour coming up.
That's a good one, yeah.
Because fuck that band.
They have a tour coming up?
Yeah, they do, I believe. They're playing Buffalo.
Who
would go
to that band?
I don't know. I don't know who would go. Some fucking insane person. Like,
probably the same people who've liked them since they came out.
Like, when they bought the CD 20 years ago.
Yeah, is that tour exclusively in Ohio, too? Or, like...
Well,
probably a lot in Ohio. A lot of fucking... Like, middle Pennsylvania.
Suburban Las Vegas,
like,
maybe.
They're probably hitting Pink's hometown in Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised. Probably Boston, too. I could see some Boston folks getting down there.
Maybe not Boston, but Worcester or, like, all those, like...
Nah, Worcester
is... Weymouth or something like that, isn't it?
Yeah,
part of,
I don't
Waymond?
Know.
Weymouth. Weymouth.
Oh, they're probably playing Cape Cod for sure.
Oh, they got a big Cape Cod audience.
Big Cape. They're playing Provincetown for sure.
So, do the Kings of Punk Challenge. Go to the next trap show near you, folks.
The next trap show in Provincetown near you.
And play Magic the Gathering as visibly as possible so the band can see you.
Yeah, make sure they see you, and don't look at them.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, dancing can have a lot of definitions. If you think about it, like, crowd killing, that's pretty much the same as daggering, like the stuff they do at dance hall shows, but without any women. It's like a gay male version of daggering.
You're right.
Well,
are the women participating in daggering in a consensual way, I'm assuming?
It doesn't look like it, but I think so.
I mean, they be jumping
on
dudes sometimes, too.
They be breaking some dicks.
They be jumping off, like, fucking speakers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we
like,
watched, I saw a video of an artist we like a lot, MC Pipoquina of Brazil. Her and this other lady had brought up these guys from the crowd, and they were, like, twerking in their faces and doing, like, stripper stuff to these random mooks from the crowd. But then Pipoquina, like, and the guys are lying on their backs, and she, like, jumped in the air and stuck her legs out and landed her ass right on his dick.
Oh,
like, and you could see on his face that it's extremely painful.
Yeah,
but
it crushes balls doing that.
But you know what? Buy the ticket, take the ride.
Hey, you know what? If she called on me, I wouldn't be that mad about it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't turn it down.
What are you going to do? You're going to do it.
So, yeah, next do that at the next Frozen Soul show.
Yeah, jump out of guy's dick.
Yeah, get MC Pipoquina to buy her a ticket to the next Frozen Soul show. And actually just have her perform instead, because that's probably a lot better.
Maybe then someone would get laid at a Frozen Soul show. I mean, there is another video of them having a bunch of people doing push-ups in the pit, and it's somehow more lame.
That is, like, totally more lame.
Yeah,
it's obviously more lame.
Like, at least when you're, like, at the Amonimar throwing a boat thing, it's like, all right, we all kind of get this. It's maybe a little bit corny.
Yeah, I mean, but at a Frozen Soul show, I'd be like, wait a minute, like, am I at the Frozen Soul show or, like, the Army recruitment center?
Or am I,
like,
seeing Captain Jack, the hero dance artist? I wish I'd rather see that.
We also have, for the total lame-os, Creed reunion.
I did not.
Wait, that's happening.
I did not hear. Is that guy like what? Did he is he on like lithium now? Remember he was insane. Remember when he lost his mind.
Wait, Scott Stapp?
Yeah, he was kind of cuckoo for a minute.
Yeah, hold on, I'm gonna pull it up.
He must have got on the drugs he needed to be able to keep going.
Yeah,
on.
Little, I think a little suicidal or something like that. Maybe an battling with alcoholism. Which
the attorney
Scott, hope you're doing good. Of course, you know I don't give a shit. But what I don't like is that like. Over the last like 5 to 10 years, there's been a it's like, oh, Creed is actually pretty cool. It's like, hey man, I thought you liked punk and metal and stuff like that. Why do you have to say that stuff to me? Like, why do you have to be about that? Like, I don't care.
Do
like,
people really cape for that band? Like, I know about the new metal thing, but people think that's good.
Well, what are you gonna say?
Well, I think people just like the guitar player. That Mark Tremonti guy.
He's a good guitar player.
Because, like, I do remember even back in the day, people, the band after Creed, Alter Bridge.
Yeah.
Like, people being that band's actually good. That. It's like, all right.
I mean, I'll say, like, of those kind of, like, horrible bands from that era, they wrote, like, catchier, more memorable songs. I'll give them that modicum of credit. Like, they're better than, like, Chevelle is.
Like
they're better than, like, a Korn. Like, probably, not that Creed is new metal, but, like, if I was one of those things where it's like, would you listen to Creed or Korn? It's like, Creed.
Probably Creed. Yeah, probably I would Creed. Probably Creed on that.
Not much of a, you know, accomplishment.
No.
You know, to be better than Korn.
I got an NME article here. I remember when this happened in 2014. I love this. So a bunch of like disturbing phone calls from Scott Stapp got published by TMZ.
Okay.
Let's see. There was
interesting.
So he had told the police that he was being chased by guys who want him dead, pretty run of the mill stuff. But then quoting from TMZ, perhaps the most disturbing call came on November 10th when Stapp called his son Jagger's school demanding to speak to the boy. Claiming that the call relates to a matter of national security, Stapp said, quote, "People in Florida are at risk. I've uncovered the core of ISIS is within my own family. Please call me immediately. This is not a joke." So he said that he was claiming that money was stolen from him. His death had been falsely reported. He thought someone in his family was in ISIS and he needed to warn his son. I don't know where.
Son, someone is in ISIS.
And there's like, at one point around the same time, like, yeah, he was very worried about Obama. I remember his wife talking about.
He thought he was the devil.
He was, yeah, he was like riding a bike around with like documents like that he said had to do with Obama. So he's out of his mind. Is the tour coming near here? I would. I don't want to be one of those people who's getting like epic with it, but I would consider going to see Creed.
Bands
you could go see.
I was going to say, if you wanted to have maybe the worst audience in the world, it is going to be that tour.
Yeah, I would go to that.
Oh,
depending on how much it costs.
Speaking of tours coming around here, actually, I just saw a billboard the other day. Guess who's performing at the Blue Cross Arena?
Who? Tool, right?
No, the Sandman.
Oh, Adam.
Yeah.
Adam Sandler's coming here.
He's playing here in 3 days.
I thought Tool was going to play here too recently.
Maybe they did. Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, man.
But I did see it, the Sandman. He's playing the Blue Cross.
We got to see Michael Graves too.
We probably should go to that.
Oh, shit. When is that?
We do have to go to that.
November something. It's like a Saturday in November.
Okay.
I'll go to that. I missed Mudhoney. I'm kind of bummed I didn't go to that. That would have been cool to see.
Do we know how the turnout for that was?
I saw pictures. That place, Photo City, was pretty packed for Mudhoney.
Makes sense. They're like a bigger.
Yeah.
Rochester's still kind of kicking. We're doing pretty good, it seems.
Yeah. I can imagine everybody over, like, you know, who's probably, like, you know, just turned 50 and up was, like, you know, probably at that show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was and I'm sure a deluge of Xers descending on that place. But I like that band. But, yeah, Creed, that's a horrible show. If I was going to go see a shitty band that I don't actually like, I mean, they're kind of one of the big daddies of that category of bad rock band. Like, that's one of the definitive bad rock bands of their era.
Yeah.
I feel like when them and Nickelback came out, that was when, like, the post-grunge thing, like, truly, like, died for anyone who was into anything cool. Like, that was when everyone knew, like, this is completely corny. Like, I can't.
So, you know, you get right. You get those two. You get Stained.
Yeah.
It's
oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh, this is
yeah, everyone at that point was just like, I'm not going to listen to a rock band that doesn't also have elements of rap.
Yeah.
Like,
then,
that's a new thing.
And then you'd see the, you know, the commercial Buzz Ballads. It's like all those shitty songs from like fucking yeah, Creed, Nickelback. Yeah, fucking Staindo.
Do you want to see what the tour? Do you want to know what the tour is? The Creed tour.
The Creed tour. Yeah, let's hear it.
Yeah, which hardcore band is opening for them?
Dude, Creed is my favorite hardcore Jason
band.
What
was the one I hated with the fucking buck tooth? The guy missing a tooth. I think they had Soul in their name too. Not Soul.
Soul Blind.
Yeah,
or something like that.
Which dates is Soul Blind on?
No, I wish, man. They wish. It's so it's Creed headlining. It seems with special guests Three Doors Down.
Whoa.
Daughtry.
Wow.
No fucking way.
This is fun.
Big a country singer, isn't it?
No, that was the guy who was on American Idol who was like a rocker. He was like a Creed guy who made it pretty far on that show.
Okay.
Big Wreck.
What is that?
Oh, that just idea? Sounds like the whole tour.
Tonic. Don't know what that is.
I'm garbage, I'm going to guess.
Switchfoot.
That that's like a
what is that?
I think no, that's like
I've heard that name a lot. But,
I remember it from the station in Rochester that would play all that shit, 94.1 The Zone.
Yeah,
Switchfoot is like a fourth tier, like one of those, I think.
And then Finger 11.
They are very low.
Wait,
that's same thing.
I'm not paralyzed, but you're not my you.
You can burn my tooth.
You can suck my dick.
You can suck my tooth.
So what's the closest show to us? Where's Saratoga Springs?
I think that's near like New York City, right?
Oh, Darien Lake.
Oh, Darien.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my God, we gotta go now.
Darien Lake, New York.
When is it?
September next year.
Okay. Oh, we got plenty of time to plan ahead.
A lot of time to save up. And then they're playing Toronto. This is a long tour. That's over like the course of like 3 months.
Wow.
But it's not super. I think they take some time off.
Assuming it actually happens, which is a big if. Now,
God willing.
Saratoga Springs is like. No, it's like north of Albany. That's central ass.
Oh shit!
That's central ass New York.
Damn. Yeah, too far from us.
It's a vacation spot.
But yeah, Darien Lake. So yeah, catch us at the Creed tour. Fucking spin kicking like divorced dads,
and the kids that they brought that didn't want to be there.
I'm smoking meth in the pit and playing magic.
Yeah. Why is there fucking six?
I'm gonna
openers?
Fucking kick some kids.
No,
ass.
I don't think they're on all of the dates.
Oh,
they're not on
all.
Well,
hopefully,
of the
Finger 11 is at our show.
Fair. My fingers.
My 11 fingers are crossed.
I'm about to be like poning at Candyland in the pit on meth at the Creed show.
I'm about to have my fingers up 11 fucking, you know, MILFs on this tour.
In their mouth.
Their mouth.
Their
fucking.
My 11 fingers in their mouths. Yeah. I'm saying kiss the ring.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm about to win a fucking teddy bear at fucking Darien Lake. At Six Flags.
Yeah, I'm about to go on the UFO ride and then puke all over the place and then go see Creed.
And then go see Creed. And puke
So I can get... Well, I want to do that so I get it all out of my system.
Yeah.
So I won't be puking for Creed.
Oh, okay. See, I would say puke and then be like, I got so sick. I got to get my money
back. Can't
make
it. I got to eat this fried dough to fill me up.
Right.
I need some good food to hold me over like fried dough.
And an ice snow cone.
Good, nutritious fried dough.
That's probably the best carnival food, right?
I think so.
Fried dough's a good carnival
food. Fried dough
is pretty
really
solid.
Good. And like, there's other things you...
What's considered...
Like cotton candy.
Cotton candy, I don't really care about.
I like cotton candy,
it's good,
but yeah.
Like, whatever.
I mean, I'm not really into the whole, like, yeah, I'm going to eat this thing that resembles a spider web. But
there's Bloomin' Onions.
I love them.
Those are good, too.
Bloomin' Onions
obviously
good.
Good, yeah.
Candy apples.
Corn dog?
Corn dog would count, yeah.
Corn dog would count?
How about candy apples? I feel like I definitely would see stands for
yeah.
Those.
Yeah. I think that counts. Candy apples are
depending on the time of year, too. You know? Yeah. So if it's October, well, they got candy apples.
I've been really craving. Dude, the hot dogs on tour, man. It's got me craving. Oh, I had one for breakfast the other day.
Oh, did you get Chicago
no,
hot dogs?
No, we went to a gas station and ate hot dogs.
Where?
At the, you know, just like a Speedway.
The Loves or something
like
Loves.
That. Okay. Loves?
Loves had the best selection of hot dogs.
Loves is
sure.
good for hot dogs.
They're roller dogs.
I haven't eaten one in a long time. Maybe I'll get the Costco deal soon. That's still a thing.
I love when Sam's Club was open and they had the, they had like dollar hot dogs and like ice creams and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the Costco food is a great deal. I saw online somebody the other day posted, they were at Costco and they were like, who the fuck is it for? And then it was a picture from Costco's clothing section, which I think I got this hoodie I'm wearing from. Mm. But they were selling Costco hoodies with like their logo on it. I was like, I need one of those so bad. Like that's so.
It's like, you work there.
That's a cold ass fit. The like dark blue Costco hoodie.
With the logo that you can see.
I get it's like embroidered too. Like it actually looks sick. Yeah. I got to cop one. I got to have it.
I bought, I asked in the group chat, should I buy a trench coat the other day? And I bought a long coat, a wool long coat.
That's cool. You could do the trench coat. I could see that.
So maybe I'll get a trench coat next.
You can pull it off. I think that would work. I had like a green one my grandpa gave me, and I tried wearing it in middle school, and one of my teachers told me not to wear it because of Columbine and that it was going to scare people. And
that's why you should wear it.
Well, then one of my other teachers who was maybe 10 years younger told me, like, I told her that the teacher was like my advisor, like kind
right.
of one of, she was like made like a face, she was like, wear the coat, but I don't know what she's talking about, like it was just like shut up, like because it was when I was in middle school, like
that was it would have been at least like what, like 3, 4, 5 years
yes.
after Columbine,
and I had been getting shit about Columbine for I wasn't even that into Linkin Park or whatever, and I was still
but
getting shit
you were
about
the
Columbine
goth kid, huh?
Linkin Park the reason for Columbine
even before I was the goth kid, like I got shit from fucking about Columbine, like I heard about it. This is why I understand exactly and precisely what it was like to be a Muslim American after 9/11. No, I'm kidding, but like I did get like screamed at in elementary school because like I had been talking to a kid about trying to buy stink bombs at the Lilac Fest, and some girl told my gym teacher, and then they thought I would, they like pulled me into the office and told me they heard I was making bombs to blow up the school. And I was like, no, I was talking about making stink bombs. And she was like, you know what stinks? Your attitude stinks. Like, do you understand? People died at that school. What's wrong with you? I'm like fucking 7 years old.
Like what are you talking about?
I don't know how to make a bomb.
That fucking.
I just want to make something smell really bad.
I mean, it's crazy how school shootings are now just like the weather. Like, no one gives a shit about it. Like, at that point, it made people lose their goddamn fucking minds.
Oh, dude, I remember being in school, and this one kid was thought he had like a fucking like a Nerf gun.
Oh,
and then somebody was like, they told like a fucking advisor or somebody. They were like, "Oh, you got a gun in your locker,"
which is like, it's school shootings are insane because it's like a combination of like extreme violence against like
children.
But, like, has seemingly, I don't want to say been, it's also
it's
caused by.
Tenfold.
It's increased tenfold. It's almost always perpetrated by children.
Yeah.
To a degree.
Yeah.
It's, and, like, stuff like that you just described, Tim, is, like, pushed by, like, the stupidest kids. Also because of, like, stupid adults who are like,
yeah.
Well, Nerf guns are bad. So if we have them, if we didn't have them, then, of course, no school shootings. And it's like, well.
Fucking video
we
games.
We still have like no idea. It doesn't seem like we have any idea why school shootings like happen. Besides, like,
there's reasons, but the reasons vary from case to case. What's been studied more, I think, because it was happening before that, was like workplace shootings. We know a little bit about like motherfuckers going postal and shit.
Yeah.
But I think that this is like
right. That seems to have dropped off.
Yeah, I think it's a little, and I think that's different but similar in some ways. I think it is almost like it's a combination. It has to, like, again, it's different every time, but I think at the root of it at a societal level, it's got to be like a combination of having a little bit of main character syndrome that you can't really help having,
like an Elliot Rogers.
Yeah, it was kind of taught to you to have main character syndrome, but also it's been made clear to you that you don't really have a future. So that disillusionment of, like, your life that you thought you were entitled to is actually impossible. I don't know. It might make you want to kill somebody, I guess.
Maybe. I don't know. That's just, yeah. It's crazy that we've been, since pretty much we've been children, this is something we've had to, like,
yeah,
think about and experience, like, our entire lives.
Fucking trench coat thing pissed me off.
What, like, Columbine was, like, that's, like, the first one in American history, is it?
No, I don't, probably not.
It can't be, right?
It can't be.
But it, like, kind of was.
It was the first, like, probably the biggest one.
Oh, for sure. Just for the sheer.
It was the first one that happened in a, like, media environment that resembled the one we have now at all. Like,
I mean,
it
got talked
about a lot.
Perpetrated it? Millennials.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those
millennials.
Are guys.
I thought they were Gen Z. They would be Gen Z.
Yeah, no, but, no. I'm pretty sure, because, I mean,
when did it happen?
I don't know how old they were. Like, what, they were 18? Was that it, or were they younger?
They must have been 18 or 17.
Yeah, somewhere in that.
So I think that means they were millennials.
Well, when did it happen?
99.
So they've been, no, it can, that has to be Gen Z. That has to be, like.
You mean Gen X?
Gen X, I mean.
I don't think
it's like
it is,
the
though.
Youngest Gen X, because, like, not
maybe,
too much.
Yeah, maybe.
Because, like, that means they would have been born in, like, 81 or 82.
Yes.
And we're kind of old millennials, I would say. We're, like, we're in maybe the middle of millennials. Because we have, like, we've pretty much have had internet, like, our entire lives.
Yeah.
I think Gen X people, like, got to experience, like, the boom of American, like, expanse over, like, the 70s and 80s and, like, into the 90s, because we were children when it was the 90s.
Yes, yes.
And they were aware of, you know,
right, they would have been in, like, their 20s.
Let me look this up. I always kind of get confused of when Gen X and Gen Z is, or, you know, the different generations. Gen X, all right? Let's take a look.
I get thrown off because I never think of it in terms of years. I think of it in terms of, like, cultural signifiers. Like, oh, yeah. Gen X, grunge. They started the tech companies, but, like, that's not actually how these terms are defined.
Around 65 to 1980. So.
So they would
they're,
be millennials.
They're on that cusp.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's a long time, too. That's, what is that? That's. Oh, no, that's only 15 years. That's not that long.
Yeah. No. But, I mean, that's how generations are usually, like, 15 to 20 years, I think. But, no, that's in any other, any guys, other musical musings that you guys had?
Oh, there was huge news from yesterday.
What was that?
I texted you guys about it.
The Peter Jackson video.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can we take a quick, like, 5-minute break? We'll come back, hit that real quick to close.
Yeah.
Back in the break, Tyler was explaining to me what Furnace Fest is.
Yeah, it's a really cool fucking thing. Doesn't suck.
Reliant K is gonna play.
They played. They already did.
Yeah, I'm sure they're great. And for next year, there's a band they already announced is gonna be playing, and we'll talk about them in just a second here. Little segue. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention, you know, Halloween happened while you guys were gone, and my girlfriend and I had a pretty good couple's costume. We were John and Yoko, which is a great excuse for me to share with her Yoko Ono's music from the 70s that I do like a lot. My girlfriend's got to work on her vocals a little bit so we can do that costume again, but, you know, she's getting there. I must have kind of been Halloween magic. I summoned next year's Furnace Fest headliners out of the ether into existence, because the Beatles just dropped a new song.
Oh,
yesterday.
Yeah.
There's a new Beatles song, billing it as their last song. So I guess Furnace Fest is going to be their last show ever.
It must be.
The last gig.
With Reliant K and Pennywise. But yeah, they have a new song with a new music video. It's amazing. They got John and George Harrison, the two guys who I actually respect as artists and like in that band. I can't believe they're back for the music video.
They came back from the dead.
They came back from the dead to be on this music video.
Now, how did Peter Jackson do it? Is he some sort of necromancer?
He's a really good director.
Well, I just personally think that maybe both John and George are the second coming of Jesus Christ.
Both.
And they
John
were both
and
resurrected.
Wow. So
I think George would be like Vishnu or Kalki or something.
Yeah,
I assume,
that's right.
Actually.
He'd be like Buddha. He'd be Buddha.
Yeah.
I am Jesus Christ.
He smokes a big sack of Buddha.
I assume if George Harrison comes back, that means the Kali Yuga, the Iron Age of Quarrel and Hypocrisy is ending, and we're going to return to the Golden Age after something terrible happens.
Someone left a pipe in our merch box, so I took it.
A pipe?
Yeah.
You mean like a
weed
pipe?
Like one that Jesus smoked.
What do you mean? What kind of pipe did
like
Jesus
a pipe.
Smoke?
Jesus smoked a pipe.
Like a one of those ones you hold
like this?
A wooden
one.
Yeah, like my grandpa had for tobacco. You have it?
It's in my room.
Pipe tobacco smells really good. You could start doing that.
Yeah, I'm going to be a pipe guy.
Who was the guy who did that? Didn't he go around being like, oh, yeah, Jesus smoked a pipe?
No, that was from a TV show that Cooper showed us. One of the H. John Benjamin shows.
That's right. That's right.
Not John Benjamin has a van, I don't think. But yeah, Jesus smoked a pipe.
You're going to get a pipe? I'm going to get a hookah, which, I mean, geographically, that's what I would assume. Jesus smoked, but I don't know if they invented those yet.
Jesus hit this dab real quick.
Jesus had a really lined up beard, and he smoked hookah, and he sold cell phones at the mall.
If Jesus was alive now, this is what he would be doing.
A cell phone slash fitted hat.
He sold hoverboards.
Custom hat store.
Custom hat embroidery store at the mall.
Yeah, and he was cool. But yeah, well, let's check out, we're going to react to the new Beatles music video, because I can't believe that there's a new last Beatles song out now.
I can't wait till, you know, in a year or so when they're like, oh, we found another one, boys.
Now, they are...
Yeah,
this
I don't know. What is the story with this?
So, they were going to do a reunion thing in the 90s.
With the three of them.
Because Harrison was still alive.
Yeah, he died in 2001. Yeah.
So, I don't think that ever happened. I don't know.
No, it didn't. That did not happen.
But they had written some stuff, and John Lennon had this song that was going to be like a solo thing, just on piano or something like that. So they had this kind of song. George Harrison had recorded some like ideas for it to go along with it, and then they I think filled it out and finished it, and they've done some like AI stuff with like John Lennon's voice or something like that.
The reunion, they did do this same thing where they finished John's song. They did that in the 90s. They didn't do a reunion where the three of them played live together.
But this was like this song was like one of the tapes, like the demo tapes that they worked on, and they didn't get to it.
I mean, stuff like that is a great track record. We've got the XXXTentacion songs from after he died.
Of course, those are great.
We have the great album by Jim Morrison and the Doors, An American Prayer, where they found the tapes of him reading his poetry and added lounge music underneath it.
Unbelievable.
Great fucking shit.
Well, how about, let me throw this.
Guitar player, Wise Sater. Play me the ode to my cock. And then Robbie Krieger's just like, bum, 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 bum.
That's the ode to his cock.
Yep, always was.
Yeah, let's watch this video and listen to the song.
Yeah. Here we go. Hopefully there's no ad.
I can't believe Peter Jackson.
Of course there's a fucking ad.
Peter Jackson.
But you know what? Unlike Demolition, guys, we don't have ad block on a TV, so.
Yeah. It's hard to come by.
We watch the fucking ads.
So right now they're just tuning up.
You know,
there's that iconic Paul McCartney bass.
Yep, I love that bass.
It is a cool bass. Captain Sensible from The Damned played one of those.
Really?
Yeah.
And some real melancholy
I mean, this is what John... I listened to some of the Lennon solo stuff when I was doing that costume, too. I will say Plastic Ono Band, like, it is good. His, I like some, like, that Working Class Hero song is amazing. Song Mother's really good.
Turn it down a little bit.
Yeah, it's a little loud.
So we're playing a little loud here. I mean, you'll hear it in post beautifully. But, okay, pause it real quick here. I mean, I don't know. Let me pause it. That's AI. That's fucking AI that we're looking at right now with his face looking at.
That's real Paul McCartney singing to, like, AI John Lennon.
Well,
what the fuck?
I wish that was AI Paul McCartney because he looks very strange now.
He looks like a postmenopausal woman.
He does. Yes. He does.
Well, that's not the same Paul McCartney. We've kind of, I don't know if we've gone over this, but
he died in 64.
Because
he died in 64. It's true.
That's right.
All right. Continue.
So that's a woman who's been pretending to be Paul.
Well, honestly,
since then.
In that shot, they both look like women.
Yeah,
and has hot
like,
flashes.
I mean, John Lennon looks like a Chinese.
But that has
woman.
To be AI that we're looking at on the left here. The John Lennon that looks like fucking AI, because you can't see his features. Why would they do that?
I mean, why would there be a video that high quality of John Lennon looking at a sunset?
But you can't see his face.
How'd they know? They didn't know that there'd be a video like this.
That'd be weird. Okay, sorry.
Okay, continue on. Here we go.
I wonder how much McCartney's microphone he's singing into costs.
Probably more than this like house that we're in right now.
I'm in recording mode. I'm looking at all the equipment.
So there's George Harrison, it looks like.
That's not George. That's just some guy.
No, that's got to be George Harrison.
No, that's
George shows up later. What's weird is they
is
have...
It? Okay,
have
I
both,
thought they was like...
They have their like session musicians in this, and then they also have AI, their dead friends.
Really? Okay, that looked like it was...
That was real
just some guy.
You sure?
That's really Ringo.
I figured they like did AI to make them old. But you know what? I guess they don't do that to John Lennon. So
they don't do it to John or George because when George is in, you know, right, he looks like he's from fucking, you know, right from 1967 or whatever.
Yeah. That's AI. AI treated.
It's AI treated. Those are real videos, though. This is the wild part.
So, yeah, now we're looking at George Harrison... All of them lined up next to each other, but George Harrison is in his like
his pirate costume, his Captain Jack Sparrow.
Dude, I swear to God, that's got to be George. That's like their AI version of old George Harrison.
Well, why would they have young George Harrison too?
Because it makes no fucking sense. It's a stupid music video.
Yeah, but it's even stupider. And I think what is happening is having the session musicians and their dead friends.
The thing
but
I'm confused
he's
about.
Playing, why I would think that is he's playing guitar.
Why is John Lennon like Rainn Wilson, where he's acting like a buffoon?
Yeah, that's not funny. Really what he acted like. Not any more so than the rest of them.
Well, you know what it is? I think Peter Jackson saw that funny meme where John Lennon was walking like a complete fucking idiot. And he's like, oh, he must be a fucking idiot and like a complete goof
yeah,
in
maybe,
real life.
Maybe Paul still has some kind of beef with him. So he's like, yeah, can you...
This is where we
like,
see a lot
right,
of
make
right
him like
now.
A theater kid, Rainn Wilson
yeah,
type.
Yeah, can you make John seem like differently abled?
I mean, he's acting like a total, like a neurodivergent.
He's gone full retard.
And that's not... This is actually like, if I don't laugh at it... This would piss me off.
This looks so stupid.
This sucks ass.
See, okay, right, why is he
the
doing
reason
that?
Why it makes so the reason why I think it would be old George Harrison in there because why is there young fucking Ringo and young Paul McCartney? They're still alive. They're not dead.
They're not dead. And Ringo's, I will say, has aged gracefully. He doesn't look that different.
No, that Paul McCartney looks insane there.
He looks crazy.
He looks like the meme where it's like. That it's like my peepaw got a hold of he's been eating paint and it's like that weird old guy.
Yeah.
He looks like that in a bit. Dude, like the amount of like AI stuff in this is insane.
That's like half of it. I mean,
it looks so bad.
The most insulting thing is definitely the Paul being like, make sure John is a complete fucking twat.
Yeah, what the fuck, dude? This and you know what? Fucking, man.
Like, why were their faces moving there? Why are their faces moving like that?
Who's that supposed to be?
I need to look into how people are reacting to this, because, like, I saw a couple idiots on Twitter who were like, this made me cry, it's so amazing, but, like, I'm not, like, a gigantic Beatles fan, but I like the Beatles, I have a lot of respect for them, and if I don't laugh at this, it would make me really mad. This is
I don't
disgusting.
Think you did.
This is disgusting.
Like... Okay, I will admit, I probably for a while had an anti-Beatles stance.
Yeah, a lot of
earlier this year,
a lot of people do.
I re-listened to a bunch of their records, and it's like, no, there's a reason why. Like, I think this band is heralded as much as they are because they were great. But it is of a time and a place, and I guess to have this, especially since I believe it is being pressed on a 7-inch with their first single.
Yeah, they like did a remaster of Love Me Do.
That was their first single in 62. That's cool. I think that's kind of cool. It's like, here's the beginning, here's the end. Like, we're done. There's going to be no more Beatles songs, or can't be anymore.
The song itself is not that bad.
I think it's fine.
It sounds like exactly what it is, like a John Lennon song from when he was still writing pretty good music.
A John Mayer song
from when
he was still good.
He was still pretty good.
Punched up by John Mayer.
And
John Legend, he's my favorite.
I'm sure the unfinished demo with just him and an acoustic guitar is probably...
Oh, that's right.
I think it's just
way
piano.
Better.
Oh, either way.
Either
like,
way.
That's a lot of his best like solo songs are kind of just like that.
I mean, that song was serviceable yet boring, honestly.
Right, yeah.
It's not...
I mean, he never finished it. There's a reason.
So here's another reason.
I trust John Lennon to curate which of his songs are like the best and which aren't, you know?
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Here's another reason why I think old man George Harrison is actually him. He's right there in the fucking
you know what?
Caption.
You're right, and that's so dumb.
It makes no sense.
Because
Did he look that old when he died?
I don't know.
Apparently. Actually, you know what? It does make sense, because in that clip, when he's there, Paul looks younger, too.
He looks aged. He looks like they aged him up via AI.
They put AI-aged George Harrison in it, but John wasn't old?
He's still... Well, he was 40.
You know why? Because, I mean, even though he died in 1980... 21-year difference between like when they're probably like when was how old was John Lennon when he died?
40.
Really?
Yeah.
John Lennon was 40. So he would have been 61. That's pretty old. That's still old. Or in his 50s. Regardless. Old.
I mean, it's kind of crazy to think that if he were alive today, he'd be
80.
83?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So was he the oldest of them?
I'm not sure. I know Paul's got to be younger for sure. Because he's like 70-something, I want to say.
But, like, you can see, like, and it's bizarre, but, like, you can see the AI artifacts.
You know what? I just looked
it
up. Ringo's the oldest one.
Really?
Which is weird.
Wait, was he born in the 30s?
He was born on the 7th of July, 1940.
Really?
Oh, wow. Well, okay. Yeah.
Damn.
So who's the youngest?
John was the second oldest. I want to say... Off the top of my head, I seem to recall George being the youngest, actually.
Really?
But I'm going to look it up and confirm.
And yet, he looks like the oldest motherfucker in the video.
Yeah, George
He looks
George
like a fucking wizard.
I mean, if you look at the early photos of him, he looks the most like a little baby. I mean, he looks like a 14-year-old.
So 1962, when they had their first single, Ringo was 22 years old.
Yeah.
So you know what, folks? Don't feel so bad if you haven't accomplished too much in your youth. Because the biggest band in the world for a long time, I guess it's now Drake. or Taylor Swift.
Yeah, and that's no comfort because he got started pretty early. You know,
he did.
Wheelchair Jimmy.
Yeah, he's been in showbiz for a long time.
You could say the Beatles were popping off in Germany and stuff like that and like the... Very early 60s.
Yeah, I mean, they were already bigger than a lot of people's bands at that point as a live.
But they hustled. They were real hustlers back then.
They were grinding.
They were like that Cassidy song, I'm a hustler. I'm a hustler.
Similar to Drake, they were working very hard and doing an amazing job that's being recognized more and more.
They were hustling.
And, song-wise, pretty good. There is just a way better to do what was done here. And... It's insane that they decided to go AI route.
We're talking about a band that like stopped playing live like and did like five albums after that. It clearly, if anybody gave a fuck about art or anything, like this shouldn't have had a fucking music video. Don't do a fucking video.
No.
You don't have to do a video. You do a video to promote your band. You're the fucking Beatles. Like,
yeah.
There's no reason to do a video. Unless, like, you are just, like, that's fueled by, like, reptilian impulses of some kind. There's no, like, good artistic reason to fucking make a video for this.
How about this for a new idea with the Beatles? They should do it's like a live cover band version called The Cheatles. It's four guys who look like Don Cheadle.
That's a good idea.
And then they do Beatles covers.
That's cool. I like that.
It's in Norwegian wood. It'd be like Rwandan wood. Wasn't that hood?
And
what else was he in?
He's in Iron Man movies.
Crash. Terrible movie, Crash.
I mean, that's just Drive My Car.
There you go.
That's easy.
What else is he's in a lot of? He was Miles Davis, I believe.
In what?
In a Miles Davis biopic.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
I'm pretty sure he was.
What's like the jazziest Beatles song?
Yeah, what is that?
That'd be like Revolution Number 9?
Yeah, probably. What? Hold on, I'm looking up something because...
You're looking up Don Cheadle rules?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm seeing if he was in something because I thought he was, but I'm now concluding I was correct, and I just thought he was in it for reasons that are probably racist. I was about to say... Wasn't he in Cool Runnings? But that was not the
case. No.
Wow.
I thought that was like his one-off. Because a lot of actors...
Where he got his start.
Well, yeah, you'll have actors who they're like good acclaimed actors, but they were in goofy movies that weren't very good.
Look at Jennifer Aniston. First movie, Leprechaun.
Yeah, shit like that. Yeah. I thought Cool Runnings was like Don Cheadle's Leprechaun, but I was mistaken.
Well, whose Leprechaun is it?
I don't know. John Candy was in it. I don't know who
that's.
I loved that movie when I was a kid.
I've never seen it.
John Candy was in it, and that's about it. Yeah, it's based on a true story. It's about the Jamaican national bobsled team.
Right.
I loved it when I was a kid.
And how they came in ninth place in the 1988 Olympics.
Yeah, yeah.
A 9 out of 10.
I don't remember what Olympics they were in. That's
it doesn't matter.
I'm curious, but I'll... Yeah, you know what? It was 1988. You were correct about that.
Oh, really? That was just a guess, too.
Yeah.
Cool Runnings, man.
No, the Cheadles, that's a really good idea.
The Beatles
making a music video, not so good of an idea.
Like, I mean...
Now, if the Cheadles made a music video...
Yeah, now, that I could get into.
No, that is you are not wrong about that, because it is... Yeah, it's like, why does there need to be a music video? Because it's like... Yeah, they're not a band.
Make some album art. Make some fucking album art.
What is, I mean, is Paul McCartney and Ringo going to perform this live?
I mean, also, something I've noticed, like, I'm looking at the thumbnail of this, and why does Paul McCartney have your older brother's hair dye job, Tyler? Like, why does he have, like, blonde and black hair?
He was a consultant. On the
I mean, what, I'm just, it's like, why the fuck does he look like Hot Topic Nightmare Before Christmas ass? Like, what the fuck is he doing?
I mean, John Lennon was
kind of like, bro, you're
80
years
that,
old.
You know?
John, I mean, he looks AI.
Fucking embarrassing. All the idiots online, they're like, oh, I'm so emotional. I can't believe. I'm just like, dude, this is a fucking joke.
Yeah.
Fucking emotional.
This AI thing, people have talked about it ad nauseum, but it is like, I'm seeing it and feeling it. I'm not exempt from this more and more, just the like acceptance of it. Like, yeah, this is something we do. I mean, it started, you remember the hologram of Tupac at that one music festival?
I do. Like, and that, Dio too, if I'm not mistaken. That happened. Yeah.
That's
so
I'm doing
pathetic.
His little
it's
thing.
Like sad.
I'm doing his thing with my hand. Cause that's satanic.
And right. Like, you know what it is? It's, I would say this, it's not the people using AI or the holograms, like, it's not their fault. It's the suckers who would fall for that and be like into it.
I think it was cool.
And the Dio Hot Tupac thing, I think, is a very good point to start looking at that, because any normal sane person should go, wow, that's pretty fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. Someone could say, well, what about the gorillas or something like that? It's like, well,
that's a stupid comparison. Yeah.
Stupid comparison. None of the cartoons are real. I mean,
nobody
Damien
has dropped
Albarn,
an anvil on Noodles' head. So
no.
He's not dead yet.
Damien is a real man who makes the music. That's another thing. The only thing comparison you could make is, what if they made a hologram of him playing while there's holograms of the characters of the gorillas performing or doing something? I don't know. That would be extra meta. But
the music world is in mourning as it's discovered that someone drew a hole on the side of a mountain and the gorillas tour van crashed directly into it, killing the entire group.
Yeah, it looked like a tunnel. Yeah. I thought they were flying into a tunnel, but they actually...
For their next gig.
Yeah, that goddamn Roadrunner.
Yeah, if I was Damon Albarn and I wanted to just end that project, I would totally do something like that. Just something so
would be
that would
really
be
an handful
now,
fall on Noodle's head.
They actually should just do that because I don't know why anybody would give a fuck about that band at this point.
I don't think it's not really active. But
it's not too. They just put an album out.
Oh, yeah. Really? I didn't even know
they
that.
They put a couple albums out.
It's not 2000 anymore or 2005. It's not the two songs that I know that came out those years by them.
Well,
I don't want to hear it. It's
like
flying to the side of a mountain already.
I love that those first two Gorillaz albums.
I'll listen to the new album just because that first album was the album that made me decide I like cared about music. I loved that album at the time.
I mean, that's the Demon Days. I mean, I probably wouldn't know about. I probably would. That was my unofficial start to MF Doom.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, he's on.
See, I didn't know that MS Doom was on that.
I didn't know he was on it either, but I loved the song that he was on. And then, like, listening to it years later, probably after he died, or maybe before he died, and it's like, it was like, wait a minute. This is MF Doom? What the fuck? Oh, man, how did I not know that?
But. Yeah, that's different because the members of Gorillaz are not real. They're fictional
real.
Musicians. It's like the Monkees or Bjork or something.
Or
yeah.
Death Clock or Bjork.
Death Clock or Baby Metal.
Yeah.
Metal.
Like Bjork. Yes. It is. People don't know this. This is a little known conspiracy theory. Bjork is not a real person.
No. Anyone born in Iceland,
that's
barely real.
Not a real
that's animatronic.
It's animatronic.
Yeah, like,
it's a bunch of smoke and mirrors.
Yeah,
though, right? It's steam and
that's
mirrors.
Just...
Yes. It's a bunch of sulfuric steam and meat mirrors.
That's just like some
you.
Of the animatronics from the scrapped, you know, the Grinch ride at the Universal Studios of a Who.
So I mean, the reason she beat up that reporter is because she was gonna,
expose her.
Like,
listen, Bjork, I have the electronics here, and then that Ricardo Lopez. See,
yeah.
He was trying to be like, it's getting too powerful and smart. I need to do something about this. And then they got onto him when he was,
They made him kill himself.
I do got to say, that video where he kills himself, really funny.
Really funny.
Yeah, it is a pretty funny video of a guy killing himself. Because
he's
true.
Just like,
hell yeah.
It's so goddamn fun. I mean, I know we shouldn't joke around about stuff like that, but I mean,
it's funny because
really
he was
fun.
Mad about her dating Goldie, and then like,
oh,
and then they like broke up like 2 days after he killed himself.
That guy was a huge piece
so it's like,
of shit.
You fucking loser.
Who, Goldie? Who the fuck
no,
is Goldie?
He's
like a singer
British,
rapper.
Oh,
like
you're talking
about
the
Ricardo.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a fucking idiot. He like
racist
saw
piece of shit.
He saw like one of her music videos, and he was like. She's so pure and like virginal, and it's like, dude, she has two kids. Like when you saw that,
you know what that guy Ricardo Lopez reminds me? He looks like Randy from the Trailer Park
Boys.
Yeah,
totally.
Because every video he's in, no shirt. pretty sure he's wearing like white pants.
Yes, yeah.
He's like a big fat guy with a big hairy gut.
Like he didn't even know her music that well. He saw one music video, got obsessed, and then the next video had like sexy lyrics, and he got mad.
He's like, you bitch.
Do they make those people like that anymore?
Well, Ricardo
that's
Lopez
guy.
Types.
Dude, of
psycho
course
stalker
they do.
Guy.
Those are like incels, kind of. Like
that, right, they didn't have the term for
have,
it back
those guys
then.
Have their own, like, subculture
Bella Delphine,
now.
I love you so much.
That's the thing. I think those guys learned to like just hate women instead.
Oh, Pokimane,
so.
I love you so much. I'm trying to think
yeah,
of
sure
other
they do.
Female
I mean,
streamers.
I know women who get messages from those guys included, and I can tell one thing I tell you is those guys are a worldwide phenomenon. That is a fact.
That sucks. Hopefully, if you're one of those guys listening,
also he kind of looks like Dragon Lord Frodo a little bit too. Now that I'm looking at it,
yeah, he's a sick fucking freak.
Yeah, here he is.
He does look like Randy.
When he has hair.
Why does
he
look like goddamn?
When he's bald.
Why did he paint himself like Darth Maul? Yeah.
He looks like Darth Maul. you are not alone. See about for more info. Why would I need to see about? I'm not gonna kill myself like this fucking loser.
I mean, I just hate him
dude,
trying to watch
so,
his video
dude,
and then there's
go
some...
back. Go back to the thumbnail. There's him soy facing. It's intense. Whoa.
Oh wait, I see it. Oh, wow, man. He really, look at that.
When the new Funko Pop drops.
Whoa. All right, we got to call this episode okay. right about now so we can watch this. But I hope everybody is glad we're back. We'll see. Maybe that won't last long, but hopefully it lasts at least through this episode. Hope fingers crossed. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for all the feedback we've gotten on recent yeah. episodes, and thank you for future feedback. Again, positive, negative, just love to hear from people. Love to know that people are listening because that means a lot to us. You can find us kingsofpunk.com, Coppod Official, that's KOPPOD, on Official. Does it say that? I think it does.
I can't remember.
Yeah, it does. On Instagram.
Just give it a shot. Type yeah, in a couple variations.
Worst comes to worst, kingsofpunk.com. That's really easy.
That's real.
And
that's
you can
there.
Find that. So thanks for listening, and you'll hear from us soon. We hope to hear from you.
Peace.